just going to do this. On the line, I have the head of which gives Australian photo artists a fair chance to show their work. The festival will run through till May 28th and will feature 800 artists and 180 expositions. Exhibitions, even. Festival founder and director Moshe Rosenzweig is on the phone now. Hi, Moshe.
Hi.
Sorry about that intro. Been all over
it's
the shop.
Okay. It's good. It's close enough.
I think you've made me nervous because you told me you've got a few people listening behind you. So, yeah, I'm all over the shop. Now, the festival was established 9 years ago in 2008. What was the inspiration behind its creation and how has it grown over the year?
Well, the festival started really on the back of Head-On Portrait Prize. We called it at the time Head-On Alternative Portraits. And it was sort of the answer to the established competition that was running at the time at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And it was very much about celebrity. It was sort of the a collection of work about famous people and by famous photographers or well-known photographers. And I started this one in response to that competition. And the idea was to show work by unknown photographers, or not necessarily unknown, but showing good work for what it is, whether it was by known or unknown photographers. And the idea was also to show work about normal people, so-called normal people, you know, people we know, not just celebrities, because that was the start of the celebrity era in a big way. And that was the, you know, the response to it. I was interested in showing real life people and not necessarily celebrities. And even if they were celebrities, it was like about real life celebrities, not sort of some fake image of people, how they wanted to present themselves. So that's the beginning.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. What can we expect for, at this year's festival and where is it taking place?
Okay, so as you said in the intro, we've got about 100 venues around the city. At the moment, I'm at the Paddington Water Reservoir with a group of students here looking at the work. So we've got amazing array of images here, different artists, different ideas about it. So we've got some stuff that is very easy to digest, like Getty sport photographers taking some amazing images, like Usain Bolt, the very famous picture of him looking at the camera, smiling at the camera while running the 100 meters semifinals. We've got another one about nature photography. So these wildlife pictures of lions and tigers and elephants and whatever. Amazingly done. Again, not by National Geographic, not by famous photographers, but by very competent non-professional photographers. And I say it deliberately because we had in the past a couple of shows from National Geographic who were, you know, the shows were absolutely amazing. But this one is not in any way any worse than previous ones. And the point is, it's done by just anyone, any people, not necessarily people that got tick of approval by, you know, a big organization behind them. But the interesting show that we've got here, or one of the more interesting shows in the festival this year, is a show called Targets. And it's in the area of the water reservoir, for those who do know, the park in Paddington. It's the one that you go down from the street level, from Oxford Street, and you discover this oasis in the middle of the city. You know, it has grass and chairs, deck chairs and free Wi-Fi, and people come and just escape for, you know, for 5 minutes, the rush. And the area, one half of this water reservoir is usually locked. It's what used to be a water reservoir, which collapsed. So now it's sort of, it's like a bunker. And what we did, we installed an exhibition called Targets in this area. It's by a German photographer who took pictures around the world in shooting ranges, basically military shooting ranges all around the world. So there's stuff from Germany, from the US, from places in Europe, from Iraq, all sorts of places. And they are very real. One of the pictures is extremely real, with blood and guts and torn body parts, which in brackets, all fake. It's part of the training. But the point is, it's anti-war exhibition without showing one bit of war. It's just showing how people are being trained to kill each other, which is pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's beautiful, the way it's presented. It's hanging. It all feels like targets. It feels like being in a bunker. So this is one show that we've got in the water reservoir, but we've got a whole heap of others. I'll go maybe quickly with some of the major ones. So
sure.
At the Museum of Sydney, we've got the head-on photo awards, the portrait and mobile and student prizes there. In brackets, maybe I'd say that we've been running it since 2004, and over the past 10 years or so, we gave well over $500,000 worth of prizes, including cash. Every year, it's about 50,000, just over 50,000 each year. So well worth it, and well worth, you know, submitting to it for if anyone is there interested in doing photography. So the show is in the Museum of Sydney, and it shows a whole heap of portraits from pretty much all around the world. The winner this year, the first and the second prize, are pictures of refugees. A very strong imagery, and actually the prize of the mobile is also a picture of a boat in the middle of the Mediterranean, very eerie, with kind of connotations to classical painting. So that's at the Museum of Sydney, and the pictures are absolutely beautiful, and all of them are being selected with no names. So once again, it's the same philosophy of the festival, which is great work. Some of it, obviously, is by very well-known photographers, and we've had some very famous photographers over the years, and many of them are by people who are totally unknown and who just get good pictures, and a lot of them, in brackets, turn out later on to have careers in photography, partly as a result of their involvement in the competition. So this is the Museum of Sydney. Then at the Rocks, we've got a whole heap of best of the portrait prize from the past 5 years. They are printed on really large and stuck on the in the street in around the trees. This like a little I don't know what you call it. Some walls around the trees with these images. It looks absolutely fantastic and very strong images just in front of the MCA and in that area of the Rocks. So this is definitely one to look for. There's David Bowie in Paddington, and anyone who's sort of interested in his life and work, this is a selection of works by Marcus Klinko, is an LA-based photographer, who took these pictures about 10 years ago, and these pictures have not been published until very recently. So this is pretty much the first time for most people to see these images, very strong images of David Bowie. That's at in Paddington. We've got some stuff at the Japan Foundation, which is across the road from UTS. And these are images of every unseen everyday Japan. It's we collaborated with Instagram, and this group of photographers from Everyday, the Everyday Movement, and it shows aspects and some side of the Japanese life, which is very different to what we used to. So there's no Mount Fuji, there's no kind of blossom, cherry blossom. Some of it is about suicide. Some of it is about nuclear waste. It's a very powerful show, and it's literally across the road from UTS for the students or whoever is there listening to us. Yeah. Anyway, this is just a very small selection.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's all over Sydney, really. It's running until the 28th of May. And yep. I guess if you want more information, you can head on to Head On Photo Festival, the website, which is www.headon.com.au.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. I hope
fantastic, John.
We'll definitely put a link up on our podcast so people can go to the website and get more information.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.